the 18th of June. I just had...
Oh, my heavens. I just had a piece of melon, and I think it's somewhere between my Adam's apple and the midpoint in my esophagus. So, excuse me. If it sounds like I'm choking, maybe I am under the circumstances. However, I'll make it through. Kenny, you might be the star of the Good Day program because everybody else is off here and there. Although I'm not sure about Richie. I didn't get that. Jennifer's gone to Denver for a couple of days on business. So Roberta is stuck somewhere on business. Well, she's in Las Vegas, right? All right. These ladies have... they're big business tycoons. And then Richie having his treatment. But I think today he may be around. Anyway, whatever the point is of your interest in my family, the real bottom line of what we do here on the Good Day program is to get into the news nuggets of the day, the most important stories of the day, and sometimes some of the ancillary stories of the day. I guess the big thing today is the president's interview with Charlie Rose, in which they discuss the NSA and secret data gathering and the transparency of it all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe that Ken, in his masterful role as the king of our social media, has done a little bit of research, and you may find this to be compelling. There is a list in the Trending on Good Day box at DougStephan.com, the words that make the NSA think you are a terrorist. You may want to check that list out so that whenever those words pop into your mind, you can maybe do your best to steer clear of words like dictionary, sweeping, ionosphere, military intelligence, Scully. Huh? But Scully, like as in the X Factor? That Scully?
X-Files.
X-Files? What are X Factor? The X-Files? Is that... There's something...
That's the only Scully that comes to mind.
This is a huge list of words that cause the NSA to flag you as a potential terrorist if you overuse them in an email. Let's see here. I'm looking at that. Wait till you see this list. Pixar. I'm just picking a few out. TWA. Huh? TWA has in, what was it, 1996 or 1998? When the 96, I think, when the 747 went down on Long Island Sound. I'm just looking. I'm just picking here. Meta hacker. Terrorism defensive information. It's ludicrous. And a lot of these things are abbreviations, are they not, Kenny? I'm looking at all of this stuff. It's got to be 400 words here or things that would trip interest, supposedly, on the part of the NSA. Good God. All right, so we posted
Capricorn?
These. Right. What about Scorpio?
Yeah, I don't see that one in there.
Ah, all right.
It's Capricorn.
So, let's see here. I'm looking at, you posted that, so let's see what people have to say. If you want to give us your thoughts, go to facebook.com/good day and see if you use any of these. Now, are you scared? Ooh. The president, meanwhile, Michael, you have this excerpt from the interview with Charlie Rose, right? And the president and Charlie Rose talking, Rose asks the president what he plans to change about the surveillance programs that are in operation in our country. I think we were going to have that. All right. That would be cut 191, thank you.
Are you going to issue any kind of instructions to the Director of National Intelligence, Mr. Clapper, and say, I want you to change it at least in this way?
Here's what we need to do. What I've said is that what is a legitimate concern, a legitimate critique, is that because these are classified programs, even though we have all these systems of checks and balances, Congress is overseeing it, federal courts are overseeing it, despite all that, the public may not fully know, and that can make the public kind of nervous, right? Because they say, well, Obama says it's okay, or Congress says it's okay. I don't know who this judge is. I'm nervous about it. What I've asked the intelligence community to do is see how much of this we can declassify without further compromising the program, number one. And they are in that process of doing so now. So that everything that I'm describing to you today, people, the public, newspapers, et cetera, can look at, because frankly, if people are making judgments just based on these slides that have been leaked, they're not getting the complete story. Number two, I've stood up a privacy and civil liberties oversight board made up of independent citizens, including some fierce civil libertarians. I'll be meeting with them. And what I want to do is to set up and structure a national conversation, not only about these two programs, but also about the general problem of these big data sets, because this is not going to be restricted to government entities.
Wait a minute. Something good did come of all of this. I didn't hear a discussion. Did anybody hear before Snowden did his thing that these plans were in the works, that we were going to change surveillance programs and techniques? Was that in the works, or is this just a coincidence? Right? The president all along knew we had to make some changes. We're going to make some changes. There'll be some changes made today. Or was Mr. Snowden a catalyst when he leaked that information? What do you think, Kenny?
I don't know. I hate to give Snowden too much credit. I have not been a fan of his from the get-go. I still find a lot of what he has to say very suspicious.
Suspicious, but back to the original question, was the change in the NSL procedure, NSA procedures in the works before Snowden? Or did these come about because of all of the focus?
I'm sure it got accelerated because of Snowden at the very least.
All right, what do you think? 888-302-3684. You can follow all of this in the highlights box, the Twitter and Facebook conversations that Kenny is monitoring. The Arizona ID law, the voter ID law, and how this could be struck down. I understand it better now because I actually read what the decision was about, and it's not, it is, but it isn't what you think it is, which is pretty much the way that stuff always comes down, right? It isn't, it is, but it isn't what you think it is. In reality, the technical nuance of all the words. And if you had any doubt that the words that you use are important, or how they are used in general, whether it's by lawyers or in general conversation, back and forth. If the nuance of a word kind of reminds me of what Bill Clinton got into when we had to define is. What's the definition of is? Right?
Yes.
And you get right down to it. That's kind of how all these decisions are made. And so a bunch of Native Americans in Arizona said, we don't have any birth certificates. We have no proof of being American citizens, but we're American citizens. So they are the ones who challenged the rule. And not that having a rule doesn't make sense, because it does. This is nuanced by one particular group in one particular situation. And so the Supreme Court decides 7-2 to give it to them. They don't have proof of citizenship, so, and you can't prove that they aren't citizens, so here we go. And then I'd like to know, maybe back to, you know, the illegals that come across the border in Arizona. That's really what the law was trying to protect us from. So what happens? They laugh all the way to the voter booth now? Ha, 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 ha. We got you. Right? I mean, that's really kind of what this is about, unless I missed my guess. Tell me I'm right, or tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I think part of it was, my understanding of it was that because of the federal elections, that the rules have to be the same
everywhere.
And one state can't decide to do this, and if they let one state do this, then another state will decide to do that, and
can't have that.
People will be moving from state to state based on where it's easiest to vote, and it should be the same.
Yeah, but it isn't. Anyway,
right.
It's not the same. There are some states that do require voter ID and other states that don't. So, does this all make any sense? No!
No, of course not.
No sense whatsoever. 888-302-3684. Let me tell you something that does make sense. Taking care of your cholesterol Cardiol is the way to do it. I've been on this program for 2 years. My LDL cholesterol is the bad cholesterol down 24%. So it's in a great place. I have enjoyed all my life wonderful health and still do. But as I want to know what's going on in my body, I figured out, along with the help of Dr. Ken, that I need to have a better balance between the high cholesterol, the good cholesterol, and the bad cholesterol. The ratios weren't right. So I got on this program with Cardiol. Now they are, and I am pleased. So we have an opportunity for you to have the same program and the same results. A free 30-day trial of Cardiol, which we've been offering since we started this program, by dialing 888-809-6424, is now enhanced by the introduction of a very impressive CoQ10 product called CoQSol. It is a, it's about three, four times better, I think I heard. The fellow, this is Dave McMahon's company, and I know we've had him on the program from time to time talking about the various nuances of the products that he offers. And CoQSol capsules are aimed at working your system. If you have plaque and evidence of heart disease, you're probably on a statin drug, but you need a high absorbing CoQ10, and that's why Solana Health's CoQ10 called CoQSol is so good, because if you've been on the statins, you know you have muscle pain and aches, and sometimes very serious. The CoQSol alleviates the side effects of taking a statin drug, so there are tremendous benefits from having both of these products handy by, and here's how you can get a free 30-day trial of both CoQSol and CoQ, I'm sorry, and Cardiol. You call 888-809-6424, or you go online to cardiol.net/Doug. That's CARDIOL.net/DOUG, or call 888-809-6424 and get the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, plus the 30-day trial of CoQSol. I get calls every week here asking how all this stuff works. It works extraordinarily well, and you probably need to have it to keep your body healthy and tuned, especially as you get older. So CoQSol is the product you're asking for, as well as Cardiol. Why not get a free 30-day trial? You pay shipping and handling for each of them, and that's the only cost at 888-809-6424.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today, not tomorrow, but today. Do you ever wonder, people make fun of me the way I say blueberry and strawberry, and that's it. Is today the way to pronounce that? It's spelled T-O-D-A-Y. So correctly, it would be today, not today. How about
today?
But blueberries and blackberries, I mean, it's, they spell and sound like that. I got it right.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This new program. This is the first time this is on the air, right? And the winner is the new musical game show.
Right.
Was it on early, what, last week or last year, Michael? I don't remember.
I think it was on last week.
Was it? Okay. Anyway, this, as I understand it, correct me where I'm wrong, Kenny and Michael, this is a new show that's sort of like Let's Make a Deal for musicians. There are two people, for example, in this circumstance, the first duel last night, the Newman sisters, they're twins, start the program with Proud Mary. So they sing that for a minute or two, and then the competition is Jesse Pringle, and he competes with As Long As You Love Me. Why don't you play a little extra for that? So, who's the host of this program? Who's the guy that plays Monty Hall and goes and says, okay, we'll give you some cash, or you can go on, because there's $1 million prize, I guess, at the end of the rainbow here, right, for the ultimate winner?
There's supposed to be whenever they get down to, I don't know how many contestants they start with to whittle down to.
Well, there's a lot of them here. There's a list of 2 pages long of people involved in the show last night. So anyway, this is Pringle, and the first group you heard of the Newman sisters. They are offered money before they find out who the judges say won the round, right? Who are the judges and who's the host of this? Anybody know? I at least got the concept, folks. Give me credit for that. It's amazing how people can come up with some of these concepts.
Anyway. Nick Lachey is the host.
He's an affable guy. All right.
Yeah.
So here, let's listen. Michael, play cut 1824, listening to the conversation as to how they decide whether to take the money or not.
All right, votes are in.
This is Nick Lachey.
Show us the numbers.
And the assumption is that people are calling in around the country. Is that right?
70-31. Yeah. I mean, twins, you might have 70. Jesse, you might have 31. Or maybe you have 70 and you have 31. We don't yet know. Show me the money. $10,000 cash. Now, if you take the money, you leave the competition immediately. Your opponent moves on to the next round and is that much closer to $1 million. But if you have the highest score, taking this money would be a big mistake, because in the next round, there's even more money that's going to be offered. If neither of you take the cash offer, the loser will leave our stage with absolutely nothing. Newman Twins, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Did you win this duel?
Absolutely.
That's very confident.
Put it.
So they don't take the money.
Jesse?
Sure.
Does that 70 belong to Jesse Pringle?
Of course it does.
So somebody's going to lose.
Push that button. I'm not doing it.
All right.
I'm not doing it.
Guys, I'm going to give you 3 seconds to take that money. 3, 2, 1. Time is up. Cash offer is gone.
I understand. This is interesting.
Neither of you decided to take the offer, which means that one of you just turned your back on $10,000. Coming up, let's find out who the winner is.
I'm going to cheat. It was the Pringle. It was Jesse Pringle who won. Newman Twins go home, no money. Okay, I understand. That's not actually not an.
Yeah.
If you get some interesting singers or good singers, not a bad premise. All right. So he gave you the first round of the, and the winner is a new musical game show. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil.
You look great.
The
you too.
Proper.
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Summer's finally here, and what better way to put more money towards fun in the sun than by shopping smarter? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Summer's about relaxing, enjoying the warm weather, and spending time with family and friends. But can you do all that and still save money? Michelle Murray from MoneySavingMadness.com.
From backyard basics and entertaining essentials to fresh fruits and vegetables and specialty cheeses, I shop at Aldi because it has everything I need to stay party ready all summer long. And I can save up to 50% compared to shopping at traditional grocery stores.
What are your tips to keep summer more enjoyable and affordable?
You can beat the heat on hot summer days by adding a twist, like fresh fruits to refreshing drinks. Keep a variety of meats on hand, from beef to salmon to turkey, to keep your grill busy the entire season. And my number one tip for a successful summer is to shop smarter with Aldi.
For more information, visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
This is an award-winning radio program, mostly because of the components that include those who are here to stimulate your mind, and they would include me, other members of my family, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler. Jennifer is out today, as is Roberta. We'll have a little television news. I can't do the Queen of Cheap, so nobody can do that like Roberta.
No, she makes all these funny sounds and everything.
Right. Exactly. She always has the special deals at 7-Eleven. Speaking of that, there was a huge raid on a bunch of 7-Eleven stores, and Richie has that story for us in a minute, looking at some of the other things that are going on or listening to some of your input. As a matter of fact, Kenny, who's monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, what's the latest? I always wonder whether people will take on things like the Man of Steel. Did you go see that Superman movie? Wow, is it great? Yada, yada, yada. Or is it all about the issues of the day? That's not necessarily an issue.
Well, a lot of the stuff on our social media is about things that we've been talking about.
Right.
Our latest comments are about the search for the body of Jimmy Hoffa.
Ah.
The feds are up outside of Detroit digging after a tip. And Tyler says, what a waste.
Mm-hmm.
Kim also says it's a total waste.
Yeah.
Vern says on Twitter, I don't believe it. What a big waste of money.
Your tax dollars.
Why do the feds care? Why isn't Geraldo Rivera out there with a news crew searching for Jimmy Hoffa? Why are we spending federal dollars trying to find you? What, are they going to book him?
Yeah.
You know, I don't get that.
Neither does anybody else. It becomes folly. Foolish.
Is it cold case files and we have to solve this mystery?
Well.
Where's Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Search of.
Yeah. I know. It's foolishness. I think most people agree on that, hopefully, anyway. 888-302-3684. A couple of things here. The House yesterday passed a bill, or I guess they're on their way to do it today, that will ban abortions after 20 weeks, but the Senate will ignore it. You can pretty much predict that, given who's in control. But why is this still something that floats around? Why does this still come back to, and am I speaking as a man? Would a woman have a different point of view on this? Most of the time we get into this discussion, it's mostly men who respond. It's never usually women who respond to this. And I just wonder, about why it goes on and on and on. If it isn't just political grandstanding, then what is it?
It's not. It's important to a lot of people, and a lot of people have very opposing views, and that's why it keeps going on and on and on. You're not going to convince people to change their mind.
Yeah, but you're not going to convince people either that anything's going to get done, because nothing's going
to
get done.
You're right. But it's important to people, so that's why they still try to do things on it, and it goes nowhere.
All right, then you'll be happy to know, Richie, I will not rant on that. I think there actually is a rant in the news today. A United Airlines flight was diverted to Canada. Passenger ranted about the CIA spying. Flight attendants tied the guy up.
The other passengers tackled the guy.
Right. Yep. And so...
And he was saying, you're all being poisoned by the government.
Yes. Which government was he referring to?
So they just they pummeled him, tied him up, and the feds came and got him when they landed.
Well, why'd they land in Canada? Why aren't they waiting until they get back?
I didn't know that they landed in Canada.
No, it was diverted to Canada.
Yeah. You know, I find that funny. Every time there's an international flight that's heading towards the U.S. that has some kind of dangerous activity going on.
Yes.
They always go to Canada, hey, listen, this might turn out bad. You might have to land on your soil. You might have to run into one of your buildings, blow up one of, you know. What is up with Canada? Unless they're just landing it in the middle of nowhere, some ice field in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, when you first come over into Nova Scotia is actually kind of nice. You land there. You come into most of the time, this must have happened after Reykjavik, because they normally would land if there was a problem in Reykjavik, because
why isn't Canada going, man, not again? Come on, guys.
Yeah. Leave us alone. If you love a rush, leave us alone. The president is on the hot seat when it comes to the NSA. And interestingly enough, the president said to Charlie Rose in an interview that aired last night that there were plans all along to change the way the NSA conducted its surveillance programs. It just happened to be a coincidence.
Really?
Yeah. And that those things are going to take place now that Edward Snowden has done his damage.
We were just getting ready to change it.
Just ready to do it. Right, exactly.
If someone leaks all this information about NSA surveillance.
Charlie Rose talking to the president.
As Mr. Snowden did. Mm-hmm. Did it cause national security damage to the United States, and therefore should he be prosecuted?
I'm not going to comment on prosecution.
Okay.
The case has been referred to the DOJ for criminal investigation.
And possible extradition.
And possible extradition. I will leave it up to them to answer
those
questions.
What's your fear about this?
Look, we have to make decisions about how much classified information and how much covert activity we are willing to tolerate as a society. And, you know, we could not have carried off the bin Laden raid if it was on the front page of the papers. I think everybody understands that, right? So that would be
of course
one,
that, but I don't understand what the relevance of that is.
Well, no. The reason I'm saying that is that we're going to have to find ways where the public has an assurance that there are checks and balances in place, that they have enough information about how we operate, that they know that their phone calls aren't being listened into, their text messages aren't being monitored, their emails are not being read by some big brother somewhere. They've got to feel that confidence.
So far, that check and balance is hiding in a phone call somewhere.
Not potentially subject to abuse because there are sufficient checks and balances on it, while still preserving our capacity to act against folks who are trying to do us harm. And it's not just terrorists. There were a handful of yokels up in New York who stole $45 million out of ATMs over the course of, I think it was 18 hours. And the public expects me and the Justice Department and others to protect them from those things, to make sure that their bank accounts aren't being compromised, their medical records aren't being compromised. All that stuff requires the government to have some capacity to engage with the private sector. And
we ought to have a debate about it all.
So we got to have a debate about it.
Okay.
Right. So who agrees with that?
Until then, we know everything you're talking about to anybody.
We have posted at DougStephan.com today. If you look in the trending box just underneath our video of the day, you will see the words that make the NSA think you're a terrorist. There are audio. There's an audio component to this, but most of it is email. And the list is, if you check on the list, Richie, it goes on forever. Ever, ever, and ever.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. One of those words is apparently Stefan.
Stefan.
Yes.
Right. I'm not surprised.
Surprised. That always raises a red flag.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There are plenty of things to look out for when that name comes up.
I hear when we say Stefan on the radio every time, it raises a red flag at the NSA and they listen to the show. So they should be listening right now.
Stefan.
Say Doug Stefan's good day.
Stefan.
Now they are listening.
Stefan.
Good morning, NSA.
Stefan. Okay, we have also today the story about the 7-Elevens that were raided by Homeland Security. Now, this is a story, and Richie, I will leave it to you to make it clear as to what they were doing.
Well, this is amazing. Apparently, the feds seized 14 7-Eleven stores. Not just like things in the store. They seized the whole store on Long Island and in Virginia, around where I am and a little bit south of me. They're investigating 40 other 7-Eleven franchises in New York and elsewhere in one of the largest criminal immigrant employment investigations ever conducted by the Justice Department and Homeland Security. Apparently, what's been going on is a ring of Pakistani managers of the stores have been getting Filipino and Pakistani immigrants to come work in the stores. They would use stolen Social Security numbers. One of the Social Security numbers was stolen from a former employee. So they would use the stolen Social Security numbers, issue them paychecks. The managers would keep the paychecks, and let's say the paycheck was for $800 for the week of work. They would pay them $300 for it and then pocket the money. They were using Social Security numbers of the dead and children. And they were bringing these people in. So basically they said it was plantation, modern-day plantation
slavery.
Hmm. And this is going on at 40 to 50 of these 7-Elevens up and down the East Coast from New York to Virginia.
Right.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. So 7-Eleven corporate in Dallas is saying, whatever you need, here. Yeah. Here's all of the pay records. Here's everything that we got. The guy that used to be an employee there that they stole his Social Security number from to give to a new employee has been getting threatening letters from the IRS saying you're making all this money and not paying taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
So now that guy's having to deal with the IRS. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But basically, there's 11 stores closed right now and another 40 being investigated. And basically, it's slave labor.
But it all belongs to the same outfit.
Yes.
These are franchises.
Yes.
And in some circumstances, the franchises are very lucrative, as they would be for anything like this.
Farouk and Bushra Beg, a married couple of American citizens who live on Long Island and own and manage 12 of the stores. They're the big one that they're looking at now, but there's other franchises as well.
Sharing the American dream. Let's hear it for the American dream.
This whole slavery thing, modern-day slavery thing, it's rampant, and it's right under our noses, and we don't even see it.
15 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Coming up, the story of some host in Atlanta who got fired yesterday. We'll tell you why they got fired. Right now, though, let me remind you about something that'll be neat later on this week as we actually get into summertime. I haven't been in the swimming pool yet. Anybody been in the swimming pool yet?
Yep.
You have. Okay. So maybe the water's been cold and the air's been cold. It hasn't been great here. But we can always hope for a wonderful summer, and I'm thinking about that because I'm thinking about what happens when people start focusing on how they want to look. The announcement, I think 3 months ago, we had a special diet program, and you go on this diet and you lose a few pounds, but it takes you a long time. The way to whiten your teeth, the way to whiter, brighter teeth is not a month or 3 months or 4 months long process, it's 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Whitening your teeth in 5 minutes can now be done with power swabs. Having white teeth can make you look younger and feel so much better. Can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to a recent clinical study. And it's so simple to do with power swabs, the teeth whitening system. Power swabs, clinically proven, and remove stains from your teeth in 5 minutes a day. I'm talking coffee stains, smoking stains, wine stains, you name it, they'll come off. And if you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonding power swabs, will remove stains on them as well. Get the 5 minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth. No sand in the toothpaste. None of those trays that you stick in your mouth for an hour. This is an all natural coconut detergent that you can get to whiten up those teeth fast, fast, fast. Call 800-865-7602. Speaking of fast, that's 800-865-7602. Do it now, quickly, while you're thinking about it. mention Doug Steffen, you'll save 50% off the retail price, and you'll get free shipping. Doug Steffen, that's what you want to mention when you call for power swabs to be delivered to you. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game!
Jackpot!
Judy, spin the meat wheel! You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or...
Swap it!
Or the New York pork chop!
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Radio got as much attention as television, not necessarily positive attention, yesterday for the reasons that are clear when you figure out what happened on this radio station. The radio program in Atlanta is called Mayhem in the AM, and the three people on the air, a guy named Nick Cellini, Chris Domino, and Steak Shapiro, were let go yesterday after they went on the air to make fun of former New Orleans Saints player Steve Gleason, who has ALS, is in a wheelchair, and has lost his motor skills. So these a-holes made fun of him on the air, and as soon as the boss heard it, he walked into the studio, commercial break, you're fired, get the hell out of here, which is completely appropriate as far as I'm concerned. Good God, these people haven't got a clue. CBS yesterday announced their fall premiere schedule. Most shows kicking off after the Primetime Emmy Awards. Only Survivor will premiere before that, Wednesday, the 18th of September. So there's a little television news along with your radio news. You snooze, you lose here on Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time now to start things cranking, always on the front lines of the digital media revolution and crowdfunding success stories. Our Mike Hayes has tracked down Brian Cohen, the first investor in Pinterest and author of What Every Angel Investor Wants to Know. Here's that report.
Okay, let's jump right into Startups in America, crowdfunding success stories. With me today is Brian Cohen. His book, by McGraw-Hill, What Every Angel Investor Wants to Know. His background, he was the first investor in Pinterest. Brian, how did you come to be the first investor in Pinterest?
Yeah, I came across a young company called Tote, T-O-T-E, at NYU, run by Ben Silberman, and they pivoted into what we now know as Pinterest. So I had the opportunity of meeting Ben first, believing in him, and then funding him. Obviously, the rest is history, with Pinterest going on to become the fastest-growing web company in history to reach 10 million users. Now, as the chairman of the New York Angels, we are now recognized by the Halo Report as the most active angel group in the United States. We've done close to $70 million worth of investments in about 80 or so startup companies. And we continue to grow dramatically and continue to focus on very early seed investing.
Brian, can you tell us about your own portfolio and how fast is angel investing growing?
My portfolio is very, very broad. It's in fashion. It's in education. It's in video. It's very broad. I like to diversify. And angel investing in New York City continues to grow dramatically. Companies are being funded remarkably fast here. And there's a need, I believe, for it to become much more of a smart angel investing environment. And that's what I'm working on, because there's been too much money, too much dumb money going after bad ideas that don't really solve any problems.
With all your success, what prompted you to write the book?
I thought it would be a worthwhile thing to discuss, and figuring it would be an article at first, it just wasn't big enough. I figured, well, maybe I'll try and write a book. So McGraw-Hill picked it up, worked on it with my partner for about 15 months, and now it's doing incredibly well. It's being translated into Chinese. As of last Friday, it's only been out about 9 weeks. Business and sales of the book are dramatic. Amazon has all 5-star reviews. I could not be happier, and I'm already thinking about writing the next book now as well.
As an experienced angel investor, what are your thoughts on rewards-based crowdfunding?
Crowdfunding, you know, for gifts or rewards is fine. Crowdfunding for companies like that continue to go well. A friend of mine just raised money to run an ad in the New York Times. And that was crowdfunded on Indiegogo. And, of course, there's the famous Pebble Watch, which pushed Kickstarter ahead quite favorably. And that works. But it's really R&D funding. You know, help us get the product created and built, and we'll ship you a gift or some facsimile. facsimile thereof.
Brian, what advice is there for angel investors about your journey, and what advice do you have for entrepreneurs?
So the journey, really, that I describe in the book is very much a prescription of how to be successful on both sides, as the angel investor as well as the entrepreneur. There are too many wantrepreneurs. I think 70%, just anecdotally, of the entrepreneurs out there are really wantrepreneurs. The pain that many of these kids feel about not having a startup is palpable. And so many of them just simply do a startup. And many of them can't get a date on a Friday night unless they do.
Is there a single key to success you'd like to share with the American public?
Smart money after smart ideas. It's a clear divining rod to having people ask themselves the right questions, ask angel investors the right questions. Angel investors ask the startups the right questions on both sides of the equation so that everybody is smart. It's all about being smart. So the book is a first-person account of my life in the world of angel investing, what I've seen, what I know, and what I feel.
All right, my guest today has been Brian Cohen, author of What Every Angel Investor Wants to Know. So if you have any questions at all about crowdfunding and any project you're thinking of launching, just give me a call, 415-781-9296. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Mike Hayes.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.